The 2023 Michigan Paranormal Convention will bring the biggest names in the paranormal industry to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan for the 13th time. Between August 24 and 26, 2023 in Sault Ste. Marie's Kewaudin Casino's Dreammakers Theater, experts and television stars will be on hand to cover such topics as paranormal investigating, psychic powers, demonology, and ufology. That entire time, Tim Ellis and Brad Blair have been the anchors behind the Paracon here in the Sioux. Ellis says this particular event in the Sioux has something for everyone to enjoy. I think that's the balancing act we have to do every year now that the show has grown the way it has. How do we continue to grow the event, make it better each year, without it growing, theoretically, into a monster we can no longer control, Ellis says. That has always been a worry of ours, and I think we are having success with keeping it under control. At this point, it's not a matter of making the event better by making it larger, but rather keeping the lineup fresh, while still bringing back the crowd favorites. We are also offering more workshops and side events, to offer more than just the speakers and presenters. Plus, let's not forget about growing the vendor rooms to 4 full vendor rooms, and this year we will have more vendors than we ever have. So, it's about adding a little here, and a little there, without it getting out of hand. This event started out with 1 vendor room and around 500 attendees. It was very quaint from the beginning, and quickly a bond formed among the attendees. Now we are 4+ vendor rooms and 1,500 people. Our main goal is to always keep the intimate, family reunion feeling, Ellis said. There are many popular people in the paranormal media that make the event very successful. From Chip Coffee to Adam Berry, Amy Bruni to dozens more, each has their own flavor to the unknown. Every year, however, Ellis and Blair get someone or team who could be considered a big-ticket item. This year, it is Jack Osborne, son of rocker, Ozzy Osbourne. Jack really hits a couple different sweet spots for us, Ellis said. This is his first time coming to our event, so he is part of keeping it fresh with new people. He has been a part of some fun and interesting paranormal shows as well. Ranging from ones he did with his mom, dad, and sister. To projects with some very well-known researchers in the field. And, let's not forget, he is the son of Ozzy Osbourne. So, there is the whole rock connection as well. Let's just say, we are very excited to have Jack with us this year. And the feedback we have received from attendees is that they are also very excited, Ellis explained. Many people have had something happen to them that is unexplainable. Years ago, Grant Wilson, from Ghost Hunters, explained that this is why there are events like these. To find answers that might be out there. Ellis agreed with Wilson. This event was always created with one thing in mind. To have a place for people to go where they can share, learn, grow, and not be judged for their belief in the paranormal. It's not easy for a lot of people to talk about the subject matter. If you feel you have a haunting in your house, or weird experiences happening, there are a lot of social circles people will not feel comfortable talking about it. But this event is a place of being open-minded, sharing, and for some it's even a place of healing. From the very beginning, returning attendees have always said this is a large family reunion. That's how close and personal this is for so many people. It's a safe place, for spooky and weird stuff, Ellis continued. Ellis added there are many other crowd favorites. Dave Schrader, John Tenney, Jeff Belanger and Andrea Perron return and have great followings. Bill Konkoleski and Mary Bassett join us from Michigan Mutual UFO Network, MUFON. Ronnie LeBlanc is back to talk about Bigfoot and cryptids. And of course, the godfather of the paranormal, and nephew of Ed and Lorraine Warren, John Zaffis. John is the only presenter to be at all 13 Michigan paranormal conventions, concluded Ellis. For complete information on the event, please click here.